Hey friends, welcome to Off the Court or Off the Field, a place for authentic, real, and raw conversations with your friends, my friends, and our friends, the world's top athletes. You may think you know them, but do you really? What you see on TV isn't always what's behind the lens. I'm your host, Paris, and throughout this series, I am going to take you along for the ride as we go deeper with sports, sports results, and well, anything in their lives and anything in between. Some of you may know me as a film director and producer. Others may know me as a former celebrity stylist. But I bet what you didn't know is I grew up an avid AFL fan in a small town in Australia and also became certified in sports management at 21. Later going on to help send the Australian Paralympic team to the Games in Rio in 2016. For the past 8 years, this show has been an idea, and now we are so honored to bring this to you all, from the AFL to the NFL, NBA, and World Surf League, F1 and NHL. We are going to track the tours, the events, the grand slams, the latest news, the games, and pretty much all of it, with bi-weekly updates and weekly sessions with your favorite celebrity athletes. So what are you waiting for? Let's go off the court. Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to Off the Court. We are so excited to bring you this show. This is something that has been in the works for a very long time. If you listen to the intro, you would know exactly how long we have been planning this show and what we have for you guys. We are so incredibly excited about what we have coming up, the interviews we have coming up. I'm really just excited to dive into the world of sports and give, a different type of a platform to be able to talk about it. And today we're going to recap Indian Wells. For those of you who aren't familiar with Indian Wells, it is considered sort of the fifth Grand Slam on the tennis calendar. It is in Palm Springs, California, and it is just a couple of weeks of amazing tennis, amazing all kinds of stuff, really. It is an ATP Masters 1000 tournament, and it is definitely a very, very highly anticipated event, and all the players love it. Like I said, it is like the fifth Grand Slam, so it is a really important event, not only to win, but also on the calendar to attend and be able to play in. So this year, they saw a lot of sort of ups and downs, but ultimately, the final on the men's side was between Daniel Medvedev and Carlos Alcaraz, which was a repeat of last year's Indian Wells final. And little spoiler alert, if you didn't know, Carlos Alcaraz ended up taking it and winning, and that is, interesting because, and the reason I say that is because Daniel Medvedev and Carlos Alcaraz have this really interesting rivalry happening right now. And it's not necessarily a rivalry because it's sort of new, but definitely this like back and forth thing where Alcaraz always seems to be winning. Medvedev plays relatively well, which he did again yesterday, played really well. But he misses the mark a lot of the time. And that's just frank. I'm being honest, he's not one of my favorite players, but he is talented. I will say that. And he deserves to be where he is. I just don't like his attitude. So that's my sort of reasoning behind that. But, Alcaraz, his sportsmanship was A1. His ability to interact with the crowd, and just his ability to perform is outstanding. Some of you out there are probably thinking, oh, he's an ex-Rafael Nadal, he's very similar to Rafael Nadal, and in a lot of ways he is. He's Spanish, he's incredibly talented, he's like a mini Rafa, right? But I also think that it's really cool because he's building something for himself that is kind of outside of Rafa's shadow, and I think that that is really cool for him. He's young, he's 20 years old, and he definitely has a long way to go in this tennis world, and he's already won like a lot of grand slams. and he's just, you know, notching up the belt further and further, which I think is really, really cool and really, really exciting. So let me know what you guys thought of that match yesterday. Put it in the comments below, your opinions, who you think should have won versus who did win, all the things. But on the women's side, on the WTA side, it was Iga Swiatek and Maria Sakkari. And I personally was rooting for Maria Sakkari because I really would love to see her win a Grand Slam or a bigger tournament. I know she has won some others, but I would really like to see her win a bigger Grand Slam or a bigger tournament in some way. I just think that'd be really fun and really cool for her. She played really well. She did really well. It was an all-round great tournament from her. And it was obviously a great tournament from Iga as well. Iga, however you, everybody pronounces it differently. But Iga, if you're watching this, please give us the correct pronunciation. But yeah, it's she did really, really well and deserved the win, of course, back-to-back Indian Wells titles. And I think it's just something that is, you know, going to project her into the next Grand Slams for Wimbledon, the French Open, Wimbledon, and also this week at Miami, down for the Miami Open. That is where everybody is headed next. That starts this week. As this episode is going out, the tournament is actually already started. And our picks for this week, I think Alcaraz has got a really nice shot again at winning the title. I'm actually going to go with Tommy Paul, to be honest, because he had a stellar Indian Wells performance, making it through to the semis and playing really well against Medvedev. Obviously just coming up shy of that win, but he did extremely well. And I wouldn't doubt that he's going to do really well in Miami as well. So he's definitely one to watch. Others that I would potentially think might do very well, obviously Medvedev, Alcaraz, Sinner, they would probably be like my top ones right now that I reckon would probably take the crown. And then on the women's side, I'm going to go with, I don't know why, but I really feel like Coco Gauff might be up there. I think Maria Sakkari is going to be up there as well. If you think Iga, and there's a couple of others I think might slide up, but we'll see how that goes, obviously, as the tournament progresses. But I do think that that will be a really fun tournament. So that's, I guess, a little recap. We're going to do, when there's big tournaments like that, we're going to do little recaps. And I'm not going to go into like the huge number of scores and everything just because the matches and the games have passed. But another thing I wanted to talk about today is the AFL announced that the Tasmania Devils, let me get this right. I think it's the Tasmania Devils have become a team in the AFL. And I don't know, there hasn't been too much information released on it right now, but they are the Tasmania Devils presenting the inaugural Tasmania Devils. So this was announced last night by the Australian Football League, by the AFL. And it's definitely something that I think we have known about is going to happen for some time, but it's not necessarily something that we had expected right now. It kind of came out of the blue. As you guys already know, we are past round one of the season. Collingwood lost the first two games, the opening round and then round one. So that sucks as the reigning premiers. Hopefully they are able to pull it together. But the round one wins that we have let's see. Let's pull this up to get a quick little recap in for round one. So We have apparently the same old Bulldogs. Not a lot of people that are super happy with that right now. Let's see. So we have. Oh, apparently, according to this news article, Collingwood's still waking up from the wins of the grand final. If you guys hear an additional sound in here, we are recording in a new spot today, and the fridge has decided to get up and moving. Not get up and moving, just like make a lot of sound. So if you hear any like kick starts in the back, that is why. Okay, so we are going to go with the fact that, where are we? Round one. Dun, 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 dun. So yeah, Carlton won against Richmond by 5 points. Sydney, of course, bet Collingwood. Essendon bet Hawthorn. Giants got up over North. The Cats got up over the Saints. The Suns up over the Crows. The D's up over the Dogs. Port up over West Coast. And the Dockers up over the Lions, which, if you look at this, it's actually really interesting to see. And I feel like this is kind of like a trend that always happens in the first couple rounds of the new season, is that the premiers or the finalists from the year before, they really struggle to get good results in the first like 1 to 4 rounds. And I don't know if it's because they have so much expectations on themselves, or if they just are thinking, not thinking, but if they just have expectations on themselves, or like that it's going to be easy or something like that, because they're coming off a really good season. But yeah, I mean, the Pies lost by 33 points, which for a premiership side, losing opening round, then losing round one by 33 points is kind of not the best. But I hope it's not an indication for the beginning of the season. But, you know, kind of is what it is. Now, some of you have kind of asked me here and there what opening round actually was. And opening round is something that the AFL haven't done before, but it is actually something that they sort of did to try and level out the byes. So if you look at the team's fixture, each team's fixture for the year, the byes are going to be more balanced out because they had opening round. Apparently, that's what they say. So let's see. But round two, all right. So we have coming up this week, we have St Kilda and Collingwood, the MCG. We have the Adelaide Crows and the Cats here in Adelaide. We have North Melbourne and the Dockers, Hawks and the D's, Swans and Essendon, the Dogs and the Suns, the Tigers and Port, Eagles and Giants, and it is a bye in round two for Brisbane and Carlton. So, that's definitely going to be an interesting one to see who, how that works. And yeah, I mean, let's see, shall we? So I guess to kind of loop on to the next thing, and I'm going to keep this episode to 15 minutes today just because I really want to just drop a nice little intro episode. And then next week, we are going to dive more into, we're actually going to have some themed episodes. So next week, we're going to dive into history of tennis, and the history of tennis specifically, in the US. And how that sort of shaped some really incredible players over the years, but also had like a bit of a lull period where there, of course, was Serena and Venus, but there wasn't many huge outstanding, at least not male tennis players, until the likes of Fritz, Tiafoe, Paul, and Shelton and a couple of others. So let's, I guess, see where that episode takes us, but we are definitely really excited to talk about that. And then, so that'll be released next week. And then the week after that, we are going to talk about the history of the AFL. So we're going to do the three episodes, and then after that, we'll start bringing on some guests. But We just kind of want to give a little like history lesson type of feel, wrapped up in like a little notebook. Like, we just kind of want to give you guys all that we can with sports, in terms of as much as we can without physically playing it ourselves and recording it, although that would be really funny. But I do think that, you know, we have a lot of great content coming for you guys. So you guys are going to be super excited. Do not forget to subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you are following us on Instagram. It is Off the Court. Everything will be listed in the show notes as well, and we'll do a full breakdown from today's episode. And yeah, make sure you guys have an incredible week. Make sure you guys check out some sport, check out some of the Miami Open, and really, really just have a good week, y'all. We cannot wait. We are, like I said, as you can probably tell in my voice, so excited about this season. And we just thank you guys for the support. We've had a lot of support since announcing this show, and we just hope that you guys love it as much as we are going to love creating it for you guys. All right. Until next week, y'all, have a good one.